Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 15, the Bible says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." We live in a world that is messed up. We live in a world filled with foolishness. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verses 4 through 9, let me read several verses to you. "And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and debase against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, 'Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, let us this ruin be under thy hand.'" And it goes on for several more verses like that. We live in a day where children seem to be the center of attention. They are the ones who run things. Look how unneighborly we are in America today. The crime is unimaginable, and violence. Young people who are proud and arrogant against old people. People with no respect for one another. It's amazing what people use to choose as leadership. Someone who has better clothing or who has more money. People who are base demanding things from those who are honorable. The worker demanding from the boss something that's not theirs. Sodomites are no longer hiding. It's supposed to be natural. The America that I grew up in is no longer. We used to play cowboys and Indians and cops and robbers. We used toy guns, wooden guns, and we used ropes to capture other boys. Now, children get expelled from school for biting a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and playing with it. We played football with no helmets and no pads. You'd run downstairs and pick up as many rags as you could find and stuff in your clothes for padding. We didn't wear helmets for riding a bike unless we were playing Evel Knievel and doing something we probably should not be doing. Today, children have been elevated above reality. We spend so much time on children and their future that we're bankrupt of now. We're now rearing adults who only know how to act like a child. Good night. A child has to share a room with somebody. That's almost a guaranteed warrant from the DHHR to investigate child abuse. I remember the day when you shared a bed with your brother. The only sodomite we knew as a kid was a guy named Liberace, and no real boy wanted to be like that. You see, America has changed. The Bible says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction is what is used to drive it far from him." What happens when we do not get the foolishness out of the heart of a child? What happens if we don't allow the correction to get rid of the foolishness in our own lives? The answer: we must drive it out ourselves as adults. Maybe you never had parents or leaders who helped you get rid of foolishness. Maybe you rebelled and didn't receive the right correction for foolishness. Either way, if it's still bound or entangled in you, you'll need to, pardon the use of the words here, but beat the fool out of yourself. The word foolish means silliness, immaturity, lacking sense or judgment. The word we use for being a jester or a clown. America today is foolish. We have a welfare state, unrestricted spending, immorality, Hollywood, public education that is nothing but public indoctrination, and et cetera, et cetera. I hate to say it, but Christians are so foolish that they want the world in the church. They want the sinful music. They want the liberal ways. They want to change Bibles, and they want a ministry that is successful and reaching a lot of people, but not doing a lot for God. We want to dress down in an effort to reach out. Well, let's see what God has to say about driving foolishness out of our lives. Let me give you 7 quick statements. Number 1, foolishness is bound in every human heart due to our sin nature. God says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. That's what Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 17 is all about. You don't teach a child to be foolish. They do it on their own very naturally. They'll pick their nose and eat it. They'll wet their socks and stick them in electric sockets, or they do crazy things and falling and climbing on things. We all make nonsensical, immature responses in our life naturally. You don't have to teach foolishness. Number 2, this foolishness is knit or woven or entwined into every human heart. Now, the word heart there doesn't mean the organ in your chest pumping. It is the seat of emotions. Our emotions or our attitudes are what we must work on. You see, we have foolish attitudes. We have foolish feelings. And maturity stabilizes those emotions. That's why when we get married, a husband's not supposed to play daddy to his wife. And a wife is not to be mommy to a husband. And children aren't supposed to play parent to the parents. Number 3. Correction is the only tool that can drive out or sift out the foolishness. Education is only good if it corrects wrong. Education without correction is only anarchy. America is about to be overthrown by the anarchy in the name of education. Number 4, foolishness left in the heart overthrows your life, turns it upside down, defeats, conquers. These are things that we never get rid of in our life. Number 5, foolishness not driven out of the heart comes out of our mouth proudly. Proverbs 14:3 talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What do you argue about now? It's what you didn't fix as a child. What you defend now, you didn't fix as a child. The contention that you bring about now is the same thing you probably argued about and had contention about as a child. The arguments you have in your marriage are probably the same ones that you didn't correct as a child. And number 6, we are foolish with time now because we did not fix it as a child. It's hard to find somebody who can show up on time. People who procrastinate and wait and wait and wait. They'd rather play video games than go to work. They'd rather be on FaceTime than doing their work. Play is more important than relationships. And number 7, you must decide now to correct yourself. You know, we have to correct ourselves. Oh, going to church, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, hearing the Bible preached, that'll preach the fool out of you. Reading your Bible and obeying it, that will correct you. Seeking godly counsel from your pastor, that will correct it. You see, the most foolish thing you can do is reject God. Let's not be fools. Let's drive the foolishness out. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.